The Christmas carol that we know as Silent Night debuted 200 years ago on Christmas Eve in 1818 in Salzburg, Austria. The instantly recognizable melody by Franz Gruber and the lyrics by Joseph Moore have been translated into over 40 languages from the original German text. Today, churches all over the world gather on Christmas Eve to light candles and sing Silent Night as we participate in a timeless tradition of matchless ritual power. As we heard earlier in the service, one of the most famous stories about this beloved hymn took place in 1914. During World War I, when on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, German and British soldiers on the front lines called a truce in honor of the holiday, singing Silent Night together, each in their own language. Back in 2014, to commemorate the 100th anniversary of this Christmas truce, Kathleen and Chris Laughlin of Picturewise Productions in the United Kingdom produced a television special in which actual letters from British soldiers who witnessed the truce were shared. Here is what some of them said about what happened in 1914. The Germans started singing and lighting candles about 7:30 on Christmas Eve, and one of them challenged anyone to go across for a bottle of wine. One of our fellows accepted the challenge and took a big cake to exchange. We came from our mouse holes, had a church service, and sang hymns. We met the Germans midway between the trenches and wished each other a Merry Christmas. We exchanged buttons and badges and caps, and we all sang songs. They gave us cigars and cigarettes and toffee, and they told us they didn't want to fight, but they had to. The Germans seem very nice chaps who are awfully sick of war. We were able to move about the whole of Christmas Day with absolute freedom. It was a day of peace in war. It is only a pity that it was not a decisive peace. In a letter sent from the front on 29th of December 1914, Staff Sergeant Clement Barker reports that during the truce, British soldiers went out and recovered 69 dead comrades in no man's land between the trenches, and they buried them. Sergeant Barker also reported that an impromptu soccer match then broke out between the two sides when a ball was kicked out from the British lines into no man's land. Another soldier wrote about how the truce came to an end at 3 p.m. on Christmas Day when a German soldier called his men in. A careful look at the origins of the word truce shows that it comes from the root word for faith and faithfulness, assurance of faith, covenant, truth, fidelity, promise. The Advent messages from our scriptures are filled with promises like a light shining in the darkness. They guide our way through difficult times and hard days. The words from Isaiah about the Prince of Peace promise that as we walk and live in deep darkness, we will indeed see a great light, and that light will shine and guide us forward. That light will be the one known as Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace. And what were once weapons will become tools to grow new gardens. And yet, remembering a truce and a beloved carol of the season is not just about what happened back in the day. Rather, it's about what we can do here and now in the year of our Lord 2018. There are so many trenches which divide us these days. Our families, our churches, our communities, our world are torn apart by so many issues. Violence, plagues us, especially gun violence. Families fight, politicians argue, ignorance and hate spread like wildfire on the internet as fake news or real news. And sometimes we feel that hope and peace and love and light are missing, don't we? Perhaps this Christmas could be a time of ceasefire from our own sources of conflict. Perhaps this year we will raise our voices in song to celebrate the birth of Christ with spirits of peace and love that transcends all barriers. Perhaps we might consider in this season crossing into no man's land, creating our own Christmas truces with those with whom we disagree. The question, of course, is how do we do that? How can we, this Christmas, help our families, our communities, our world hang on to humanity in the face of brutality? What can we do to continue to love one another and to care about those we don't even know, while so much around us shouts at us to hate and fear and give up on real possibilities for peace and reconciliation? The beloved Carol of Silent Night and our scriptures for today from the prophet Isaiah shine a light on the incredible power that comes from reaching across the divide. In the calm of Silent Nights, we are reminded of courage. The courage it takes to light a candle. The courage it takes to break down a barrier or begin a song. Back on that Christmas Eve in 1914, in the midst of a battlefield, someone was brave enough to issue the invitation to come out of the mouse holes and connect face to face. Each of us also have that kind of power, that kind of courage to reach across divides and connect, because we are all human. We have common human needs, and deep down, we all have the desire for peace for ourselves, for our children, for our grandchildren, for generations which will come beyond us. And who knows? Our actions just might change the course of history, even if for only one day. Gareth Higgins, from Northern Ireland, reflects on what it took to build bridges in his own community when Protestants and Catholics were literally killing each other in the streets in that country. He says this: there are lots of ways to prevent violence, lots of ways to repair its consequences, lots of ways to build beloved community. Get to know at least one person who votes differently than you. Start with the person of different political views, with whom you feel most comfortable. Just get to know each other. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. For a child has been born for us. A son has been given, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Parent, Prince of Peace.